Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Zero Dark Nerdy, your mom's favorite pop culture podcast. This is your host, Brian, a.k.a. B-Hearn, and today I am joined with...
Jadon, a.k.a. broke-ass Elon Musk, a.k.a. Spacecracker.
Tim Howell, a.k.a. checking out early, a.k.a. the not-so-macho man.
I'm Mateo.
I'm Jay Timber, a.k.a. Chocolate Thunder, ooh, a.k.a. Choco Taco.
A.K.A. Golden Pipes.
That's what it was. I forgot what it was.
Choco Taco. Those are fucking delicious.
We are joined in studio with Jay Timber. He's been a guest of the show a few times, a local celebrity here. On to bigger and better things here momentarily. We know it. We feel it in our bones. He's going to give us a nice little recap of what's been going on this year. Then Afiko will be joining us momentarily on the show. So, Jay Timber, how's 2019 been treating you, my friend?
So very good. Amazingly, I couldn't have imagined it being as good as it's been so far.
It's only July.
I know.
Yeah. We're not even halfway through.
Exactly. There's so much more to uncover, I guess you could say. I mean, this year I decided to stop drinking. And ironically, I decided that on April 1st. And everyone was like, went out the next day. Like, I went out April 1st, you know, because I was still, I'm still going to go out. I love people still. And I went out and people were like, yo, you want to drink? I was like, no, man, I quit drinking. And they're like, what are you talking about? It's April Fool's. Oh, my gosh. And I was like, no, like, I'm
hilarious.
Dying, bro. I'm dying. I'm trying to make the next April 1st. So, you know what I'm saying?
So this was a self thing?
I just got tired of it. You know, like,
no shit.
You can see the change, right?
Oh my god, bro!
In like, your face, in
just,
your whole energy, everything.
I feel like a billionaire.
Nice.
You know what I mean? Like, nice. The way that person wakes up every morning, that's how I feel. Now, I still got bills and shit, but like, you know, I just feel all there, and I mean, for so long, I was definitely, running away from whatever it was that I was going through, and most of it was just stuff that I built up in my own head. Mm-hmm. Like, it was no one else, you know. I thought, man, everybody's saying this. No one's saying shit, bro.
Right.
Ain't nobody worrying about like, people are, you know, stoked about what you're doing, but no one's like, man, I wonder what JT's doing. No. And it was a whole lot of ego that I had to check at the door and be like, yo, like, And luckily it wasn't a thing that I let get out, but like, I just felt it. I was like, everyone's talking, everyone's watching, everyone's da da da. I gotta do this. I have to be this type of way for people to like me. You know what I mean? I felt this weird obligation to like, I want everyone to love me, and I just want.
And this is the way to do
it. Gotta keep drinking or something. Like, everyone's partying. I need to be close to them. You know what I mean? It was just like. And I woke up and I was just like, I'm tired of it. I'm done with it. And, you know, and then, you know, obviously for health reasons, like, you know, I'm a singer and dehydrating your body every single day.
Yeah. Right.
Is not the best thing for a hydrated voice. Yeah. You know what I mean? And
it could play a factor.
Yeah, it could. And, you know, just the energy. Like, I just didn't have energy because I was always hungover. And if I wasn't hungover, I was drunk. And it was real easy to do it because 6 days a week, I'm getting a tab.
Right.
You know, I'm getting the bags, but I'm still getting the tab. You know what I mean?
Right.
And like, I even thought about it the other day. Like, there's some bills that came up, and I was just like, fuck it. I got money. I'm good. You know what I mean? Like, but I thought back then, I was like, all those times I was like barely making ends meet and I was like complaining about some, man, life is, no, you was just drinking
it all
away. Right. You know what I mean? Like, and as if, you know, a free tab wasn't enough, afterwards I'm gonna go somewhere because we gotta have
the after party. I'm out now.
You know what I mean? And I'm spending money on that, and you know, that adds up. I smartened up the last like 6 months. I started taking Ubers all the time because I was like, all right, too many people around me getting their third, DUIs.
Come on,
seconds.
Come on,
and,
buddy.
And I'm like, man, I can't afford that shit.
Right.
I can't. Like, that would fuck my shit up.
I can't afford it mentally.
You know? Yeah, and I can't afford it mentally. Yeah. Like, you know, I would just beat myself up more. And then what would I do to stop feeling that? I'd drink more. You know what I mean? So right. it sounds like you came to this like an epiphany of sorts. Yeah, definitely.
So like, are you going to meetings or is it like
I want to do what I'm doing more than I want to do anything else. Yeah. Now it's like I'm taking that, like, you know, that athlete mentality that, like, this is, you know, LeBron James, he is who he is because he put in the time.
Yeah.
Not just on the court, you know, everyone sees the shows, but the practicing. Like, I've been working with
We talk about practice.
We are talking about practice, you know what I mean? And, like, things that I can do to bet, like, my goal is to do things every day that future me will look back and be like, yep. Thanks. I'm glad you did that.
Justin, Jay Timber is now LeBron James.
Yes.
LeBron James. LeBron music, James.
Well, I mean, for a lot of people, like drinking equals going out. And so, like, it's
awesome.
It
doesn't have
it's,
to, though.
Well, it's refreshing. That, you know, like, you said you've been doing your thing, and, like, you've still been going out.
Because I still go out.
It's a huge part of, you know, your life. You know, you've got to be out there. You've got to have that exposure, you know? And it's refreshing to know that you can still do that and not have to, like,
it's
get
so
caught up in shit, you know?
You don't, and that's just the thing. It's just a choice. You don't have,
exactly.
Like, I could easily tear down the bars again, but, like,
leave that to us.
You know what I mean? Like, I just don't want to do that anymore.
Right.
Like,
it's a sense of like toxicity that comes with that.
Well, because we're literally poisoning ourselves.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
In order for me to get
show
the way,
tastes good,
you know,
though.
The show do taste good, though. You know what I'm saying? Some all little. But like,
well,
for me,
you, man.
It was just one of those things. Like, I never, there's just, like, my life as an adult, like, the, you know, we grew up with our families and grew up with our friends, like, grew up with our families up until we're, like, high school age, and then we go off to college. Those years are the years that we really form. We're not, we don't know shit when we're coming out of high school.
No.
We think we know. I recently just wrote a song about that, how I thought I knew, or I think I know everything.
Right.
I think I have the solution. I didn't know anything.
Yeah.
And then in my 20s, I was like, oh, I know everything because I've been through something.
Right.
Yeah, no,
you ain't been through shit.
I ain't been through shit.
Right.
And now here I am.
The thing.
Yeah, I experienced some things, but I don't even remember most of them because I was blacked out. You know what I mean? Like, and now here I am at 30, and I'm like, well, what do I want to do with this next 10 years? Like, that's a lot can happen in 10 years.
Hell,
I mean,
yeah.
Your life could change in a night.
Yeah.
Yes, it can.
You know?
advice, focus on yourself.
You know what I mean? That and that's it. And, like, I almost sound preachy about it, and I don't want to sound preachy ever, but I just want the best for everybody. And it's there, and it's
speak
right
your truth,
there.
Man.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's there for all of us, and we'll get there when we get there, each of us. I don't want people to think I'm judging them because they drink, because believe me, I would love to get down and take some shots. I was talking about it last night. Like,
with us, right?
Because,
now.
Yes, right now. Actually, I brought my own bottle. You know what I mean?
Not on the show.
No. But, you know, like, I was talking about, there's, like, the camaraderie of, all right, we're getting 6 shots together.
Right.
And we're going through this together. And on the other side of this, we will be somewhere else together.
Right.
There's such a cool feeling about that. I ain't lying.
Yeah.
But I also now love being like, well, I'm going to get these 6 idiots home in my car that they don't have to worry.
That's somehow
more
gratifying.
Yeah, because I know that when I wake up, they're all wherever they need to be, and I can call and hang out with my friends again today. You know what I mean? Like, it's that type of stuff that I care about more. And it was like a switch. Like, I mean, I always cared. You guys know me. Like, I want to give and love and love and love, but, like, now it's like, well, let me do something. Like, I always say, yeah, be safe, take care. And I would back then stupidly, don't do this ever, but, you know, drive to the next bar after taking a bunch of shots.
Right.
What?
Right.
You know how, like, and then if I were to get pulled over, I'm like, oh, man, this is stupid. The cops are trying to get. No, you're drunk.
Right. Right.
You were there.
If you do get pulled over, make sure you call our attorney, Andrew Newman, attorney at law.
Cheers.
All right. AttorneyNewman.com is the website. We're not advocating drinking and driving by any means, but God forbid you get one. Go check out our boy.
Yeah. It's just
super refreshing to hear this, though. Like, I mean, I preach to you guys all the time, and I make them listen. Like,
sit down.
This is it, man. Everybody just love everybody, man. Yeah. It's that easy. Yeah, just my
dad,
cool.
My dad, one of the things he left with me was, you know, don't hurt yourself, don't hurt nobody, and have a good time.
There you go.
That's a trick. Yes. Yeah. Like, you have to do it in that order because
so you're no longer hurting yourself.
No longer am I hurting myself.
You haven't hurt anybody that I know of.
No.
It's not in the papers.
No, it's not in the papers.
The papers.
Now you're having a good time.
Now I'm having, I can't even get it out. Like, I'm having the best time of my life right
Fantastic.
Now. And there's so, like,
creative juices.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, it's funny because, like, writing wise, I had up until last week, no, 2 weeks ago, I had the roughest time writing lyrics, like writing a song. Whatever, and it was because, so I went to go see Rocket Man.
Okay.
All right.
And
how'd you feel about it?
Beautiful. I thought it was wonderful. Okay. I thought it was, and for me, it spoke to me because of his, you know, speaking about his life and his addiction and this, that. And so for me, you know, it made me be like, man, I was like, can I write a song sober? Can I do that? You know what I mean? Like, right. I questioned myself. And it made me be like, you can. Like, what are you talking about? You when I was little, when I got bit by the music bug, I was 9 years old. Was I drinking then? No.
Right.
Probably not. No.
You know, I'm pretty positive about, you know what I mean?
Let's
like,
hope not.
So it's like, no, why? Like, I'm trying to get back to that kid.
Yeah.
And I want to stay there. And like, with all the stuff that I've learned now I feel like I'm living again.
Right.
Because it's like, you know, the wonderment of wanting to learn more about music or whatever it is that I'm doing now with the knowledge that I have.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, cool. Now this time around, I think I'm going to, like, stick the landing every time. And right. You know what I mean? Or, like,
right.
You know what I mean? It's just like.
Yeah, this is fantastic.
I feel limitless.
Worry less.
No, yeah, it, honestly, it's very, very empowering, too, because I get upset when people will single out artists. You know, for instance, Eminem, he's been clean for 10 plus years now. And I really hate people who are like, oh, he was so much better when he was on drugs.
No,
come on, man.
He was like, hurting.
He's still putting out fire tracks.
But he was killing him. Like, is that what, like.
Right. Would you want to see him dead?
Would you want to see your parents, your sister go through that type of pain where you're lashing out and killing people on tracks and shit?
Exactly.
Like, those are warning flags.
Yeah.
You know? Agreed. And a thing that I was thinking about, like, I look at all the artists that I look up to. Every single one of them doesn't drink.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's something in the pudding.
Right. Right.
Like, none of them, you know, they all did a lot.
Right.
And then they had a moment where, like, this is ridiculous.
Right.
There's a lot of truth in having to destroy in order to build.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. And I've always had that mentality of, like, I'm cool with completely falling all the way apart.
Right.
Because now I can look at what's on the ground and pick up the pieces that I want to go forward with.
Yeah.
You know, there's nowhere down left to go.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, when you hit the bottom, that's it. Like,
and now you can just build yourself up.
Exactly. And with all the things you learn from falling, you now on your way back up, you're seeing the things that you did as you fell.
Falling is the lesson.
I had to die for that. But not drinking is cool too.
I don't mean to laugh.
AKA that guy.
Heart transplant, not drinking. We can laugh about it.
We can laugh about it.
Wait, that was a good one. Matthew, are you laughing?
Yes.
Yes. We can laugh.
As long as Matthew's laughing.
No, this is a beautiful thing, man. What do you got coming up?
Right now it's kind of like I was saying, I'm learning again. I'm learning how to do things clear. Like, before there was like doubt and ego, like I was saying. So, like, it was this weird thing of, like, me being like, I'm the baddest mother effer on the planet.
But you can still have that.
Yes, but it was also, I feel like I was maybe showing it and talking it, but I wasn't walking it.
Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Okay. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
And so, like, now, like, I know what I want to do every time I pick up my instrument.
Okay.
Like, I know. Before, I'd be like, oh, I'm just going to wing it, dude, whatever. I'm going to get it shot on the break. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. We're going to have some beers later. Where are we going to go to eat at 3 o'clock in the morning? Like, that's the thoughts that were going in my head while I'm playing, like, a song. And I'm like, man, you know, and...
Well, now you don't have to deal with that shit.
Now you're all in.
Exactly.
That's refreshing.
You know what I mean? Like, now it's like, oh, cool. Like, I'm right here in this moment. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing that I'm trying to, like, wear on my back is like all of us to be in the moment, because everything that we've done, every decision, every left, every right, every not left that we took, that time we left the keys in the house and was late, every single thing has led us to this exact moment right here. Cheers. People listening, cheers, all that, like, I get goosebumps thinking about it, but it's like, that's the realest shit ever.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so, like, what can I do to make this moment the best? And that's why I was saying earlier, do things that future me will be stoked about.
Yeah,
because then if I do something now that is gonna make me better and be a better person, future me is gonna look back at this moment and be like, I'm glad you did that. Because you set it up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You saw down the line and you were willing to do what it took to make it easier down the line. Yeah. As opposed to me, it's like, you know, me not putting the bricks out to lay down the foundation later. Mm. And then I can't be mad in the future and be like, dang, man, why didn't I go get bricks?
right.
You know what I mean? Like, now I say, oh, cool, man, I got too many. I got people helping me with these bricks. I got the tools that I need to do to make this house what I need to make it. You know what I mean? And, like, yeah, I could talk about that shit all day. I'm just trying to be Morgan Freeman right now. Hey, that's all I'm saying. Hey,
he's all big shoes.
Yes.
You know he don't wear shoes.
You know he was God, right?
God.
We'll see you at the 7th on 7th. So I know you started dabbling with the, I think the last time you were here, you just got into, you know, doing the stand-up comedy thing.
Yeah,
why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit more, like, how that's been going, you know, your progress through the year, how that's been going out.
It's, you know, it's another thing that I'll say, it's learning. I'm learning every day, and, you know, and initially I was, you know, hitting all the open mics that I could, and now I'm, like, focusing more on the writing aspect of it, because I never, like... The problem I initially had with it was with music. I can go out. It was easier for me to go out and play a song every night and get into it emotionally. But it was, like, weird to think about doing a tour in comedy and telling those same jokes over and over again, mm-hmm, and making them stick, mm-hmm, you know? And so now I'm like, how do...
With different crowds.
With different... Exactly. Right. And everyone's so different, and people are so sensitive. Mm-hmm. And you know what I mean? And
you don't know what's going to play at certain places.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, like, you hear it all the time. Well, this joke works in the South. Or, you know, I usually don't like to say this in L.A. Or,
right.
You hear comedians say that.
You got free reign to say that shit.
You know what I mean? Like, so it's like one of those things, like... I mean, obviously, I haven't, like... toured or anything, but, like, I'm really watching. I want to become a student of the craft. I really want to, like, watch why, how, like, I'm learning more how to not talk so much,
mm-hmm,
which is really hard for me. But that's those moments is when you let it breathe.
Hold for effect.
Exactly. Mm. And those things, and, like, I use it in everyday life, like, now, like, but it's cool because life is a joke. You know what I mean? It's like comedy, like,
right, ultimately.
You know, right, what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't mean that in
right.
Like, it's a joke, nothing matters. but it's, you know, there's material in everything all the time, every day. Every moment of life, there's something funny in it. You just gotta dig for it. And even in the worst, like, you know, we were laughing earlier together, you know, but even in the worst moments, you could still laugh. I'll never forget this one time. It was right after my father just passed away, and my good friend, we're all sitting there in the waiting room, and everyone was like, it was the ICU waiting room, so everyone's like super sad in there. Like, there's other families in there that are super sad because they're going through what we just went through, you know, mm-hmm, what I mean? And hopefully they didn't have to, you know, have the ending that we did. But we're sitting there, and, you know, we did this prayer circle, and my family, you know, I'm like the only not minister in the band, I guess you could say, you know, mm-hmm, like, everyone else is like my sisters, their husbands, everyone's, mm-hmm, preachy, not preachy, but you know what I mean, like preachers. And
we get it,
you know what I'm saying. And so they we're sitting there in a circle, and in the darkest moment, like, of my life, like, I've never seen a darkness so dark, my good friend, she's with us, and she goes, well, hey, at least Dad doesn't have to worry about Trump.
Damn.
And we, like, when I say I cackled,
right,
I've never cackled in my life. I don't know where the sound was coming from, right, but I was like, that is so funny, because I could hear my dad be like,
I'm checking out before this shit gets bad. You know what I mean? Like, man, I put in 84 years. All right. My warranty's up. Thought I done checked it. And, yeah, I'm going to check on that. That's all right. Y'all deal with this. You know what I mean? So I was like, there's humor in everything. Yeah. And I want to find that. And, you know, my favorite sound other than music to itself is laughter. That's the bet. Like, a good, hearty... Like a baby. It's a baby laugh. They don't know what the hell they're laughing at, but they think it's hilarious. Right. And it's the most beautiful thing ever.
It was funny then.
Yes. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, and that's, I hope to achieve that and bring people to that. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's where the comedy is kind of sitting right now.
And we do want to iterate, no matter your political leanings, that shit was funny.
I don't care what you say.
Yeah. We keep this show very, very politic free, but at the end of the day, sorry. That shit's hilarious.
That shit's hilarious.
Yeah, that is funny, no matter
funny
who you like.
Funny shit's funny. Yeah. No matter your leanings.
Exactly.
Real, recognized, real.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, yeah, comedy, yeah, I've just been trying to, you know, learn. I'm going to the open mics and... picking the brains of the wise ones in the room. And
how far are you going? Like, out of town?
I went to Chapel Hill. I'm going to start going to Raleigh. I know there's some really good ones out there. There's one in Asheboro.
Really?
I think that'll be a joke, like, in itself.
It's a short drive, at least.
Yeah.
Four Saints.
Four Saints. Yeah, I don't know if it's there, but...
that would be awesome.
That would be great. They, listening, Four Saints?
I'll come to that one.
And so, yeah, it's just...
Have you dealt with hecklers?
Oh, yes, I did. Yeah. Okay, I got to tell you about this.
Oh, please do.
All right. Oh, my
here
God.
We go.
My bad. So, this was my, like, second time up, right? And at this point, like, I'm not nervous on stage. I'm not nervous in front of a mic. It's what I've done for 12 years. So, like, that, I've broken through that part of the comedy. And so I'm up there. I'm comfortable. I'm doing my thing, da-da-da-da. And this guy walks in and starts. He's like, he doesn't heckle me from the crowd. He goes up and does his set and heckles me previously. So he's like, so we're gonna just pretend we didn't just see Lenny Kravitz fucking walk up here, that Lenny Kravitz looking cat, like. And I was like, really, dude?
What?
Really? You're just mad I'm sexy. But no, you know what I mean? Like,
there's friendly ribbing.
He was digging.
Kinda lame,
and it was a lesson. It was a lesson. I feel like it was a lesson. I'm taking it as a lesson because so he had actually got me before I had even gotten up. That was the thing. Like, he just saw me.
Don't ruin my set before I get up.
Exactly.
There.
Yeah. So then I get up there and he ends up being like, I'm looking for him in the crowd and I can't find him. So he did his shit and then left. So I couldn't get back at him.
Like a pussy.
Yeah. And so, but the thing is, I didn't have ammo.
And it was rated R. People know that.
I didn't know what I was going to say because I was so, like, angry.
Yeah.
But then I was like, wait, JT, you walked into a comedy room, right? And you really think
that shit's not funny.
Yeah, it's not funny, but it's a comedy. Like, that's just part of it. Like, you're gonna get jabbed, right? Yeah. And so going to a hospital and they're like, can we take some blood? And you're like, whoa, I did not come here. No, you're in a hospital, bro. Like, this is what you're here for. So I took it as a lesson, and the lesson was to not let other people get under my skin, and it turned into a life lesson.
Did it go on after that?
Just no,
the Lenny
no.
Kravitz
well,
thing, and that was
well,
it.
Well, this is what had happened was I got up there after he destroyed me from the stage, mm-hmm. right? And I was like, man, is you know what I mean? Like, I was trying to, I wanted to say, but I couldn't, and it like messed up my flow, and like most of my time up there was me going.
Was he any good?
Yeah, he's hilarious. He's great. Like he's really good. Like he's one of my favorite. I forgot his name right now, but he's one of my favorite comedians around here, and like. He kills it. But that's his type of thing, though. Like, he kind of just destroys people. You know what I mean? But, so then I ended up going up eventually, like, a few weeks later, and I saw him. And I wanted to be like, unpause. And then, like, go in on him.
Yes.
You know,
zero
but then
in.
Instead, I just took a joke that I wrote about Lenny Kravitz, me and my brother, and I was Kmart Lenny Kravitz, or Kenny Kravitz.
Kenny Kravitz.
Right?
Kenny!
Kung Fu Kenny! Right? And I walked up onto the stage, and, you know, there's always a stool up there, so I, like, went up to it and awkwardly, like, moved it around, and then, like, I leaned on it, like, very avant-garde pose, right? And I just sat there with the mic in my hand and, like, stared at the crowd for, like, 10 seconds, and I let it really simmer, and you could kind of feel like, like they were kind of bubbling up the laugh, and then I go, if Lenny Kravitz was doing this, you would think it's art. And then I went into my, I got up quick and I went into my jokes or whatever. And so, but he saw that and he was like, all right, cool. That was a good way to handle that. Because I could have been like, you know, well, you look like Gary Coleman in your hairline. But there's not, what's that going to do? Like, right. I'm new to this thing. I don't want to make enemies before I even get in the door. You know what I mean? Like, now if you're going to come after me, you know, she ain't like, I might have to, you know, end you, but, you know, I don't have any material like that. I'm way too happy. Like,
no, what am
I
going to do? Getting there,
I'm going to compliment people aggressively.
There you go.
Like, man, your shirt is dope as fuck, man.
You let him know that you saw him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. It was like a thank you.
That's friendly ribbing.
Yeah, yeah. And it was more so like, thanks for, because like, I could tell, in my head, it was like one of the wise men being like, who's this young whippersnapper coming up in here?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I was, you know, chest puffed out, you know, because.
Thanks for the extra followers there, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, it was a cool thing. I learned from it. And yeah, I mean, hecklers are assholes.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's a good point.
But it's part of it.
Padawan to Jedi. All
right. So how can, you know, people around the world find you on social media, whether it be Facebook, yada, 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 all that fun stuff? All
right, so Pornhub. No, I'm just kidding.
That's your not number one. Yeah.
XNXX.
XXX, J Timber Boy, XXX. No, I'm just kidding. J Timber Music on Instagram. Let's see, what else? Facebook, just J Timber, letter J Timber, like a tree falling down. Yeah, I mean, that's really about it. I'm on iTunes, Spotify. Just look up J Timber. And yeah, that's really about it.
Are you still doing Joymongers?
Yeah, doing Joymongers every Wednesday. Actually, we just had a crazy show with Afika last week, and it's getting great up there. I mean, it's been great, but it's like there's a new, with my new sobriety, there's like a new energy, because now I'm like, how blessed and, you know, grateful I am to have something like this every single week. I could come in here, and I know there's a bunch of people in here to have a good time and rock out. So
right on.
And then besides Joymongers, are you doing any other open mics or anything else around town?
I have an open mic every Monday at Stumble Stillskins.
Ah.
Shout out to Chris Davis. And yeah, so that one's it's music, comedy, poetry. Whatever. We're just trying to, I just wanted to create a space for artists to come and try new stuff and be themselves the most.
Nice. So. I've been seeing some videos on that. Who's the chick that comes in there and plays like the electric cello or something like that?
Oh man, she just hopped through for one. That was like an angel that just came
it
for
sounded amazing.
The night and
she
left.
Just popped into town.
Yeah, like seriously. So, and there's so much talent up there. My friend Debbie the artist, she's a great talent. She comes through there every once in a while. And Jess Dunk, phenomenal singer. It's been a blessing now, like I said, with the sobriety, like really wanting to help and teach in whatever way
I can motivate.
Yeah. I don't want to teach because I'm still figuring this stuff out. But like motivate, because like there's so much talent here in Greensboro.
Agreed.
And you know, I feel like if we just keep sticking it together, we will make it together. And it'll be like, oh, Greensboro's a music city all of a sudden.
Right.
Yeah, that's a destination. Like, so, you know, with the artists that I've been working with around here and now starting to work with the city itself, I only see great things for this area.
I mean, I'd love nothing more than Greensboro to be the Austin of the East Coast.
Yeah, that's kind of the heart of it.
Let's get to that point.
We'd like to get to a situation where, you know, we have like a Greensboro city limits. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yes,
and all
right.
The bars.
Finally.
And, you know, you never know who's going to be sitting in what bar on that. And so it's like an opportunity, because then just like with Austin city limits, it creates, you know, smaller shows and other artists getting recognition. And then next thing you know, we're a destination and something in the clay down here.
Exactly.
Well, Greensboro's that's the always, talent. We've always had the talent. It's just the motivation.
It's a bubble. Like, it's like it's bubbling.
You know, it's refreshing to hear you say that because, like, Greensboro needs the motivation to, like, put us out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
and I don't want to offer. And I don't want to come off like I'm the motivator. And I'm, no, like.
No, no. Like, but you know what I mean? Like,
but, like, anybody. I just know there's so much of it. And whatever I can do to help, like, you know, I've gone through and I'll publicly admit it. Like, there was a time where I was terrible at, like, with, like, interactions with other musicians, whether it be because I was hungover or, like, literally, like, artists would hit me up and I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to hit them up and we're going to work. And then I just wouldn't because I was too fucking hungover to do anything. And now I'm, like, trying to make an effort to, like, repair whatever wrong I may have done in the past with artists around here. Mm-hmm. And I don't want anyone to think that I'm, like, thinking I'm, you know, my shit don't stink because I know it do. Like, you know, like, and so, like, you know, this is kind of a call out to any of the artists. Just reach out to me. Like, I'm whatever I can do to make it happen. Let's do it because we got it. Like, mm-hmm. we have it.
That's just it. We definitely have it.
Yeah.
Agreed. So. Wow. Thank you so much for joining us, man. Make sure you check them out. Social media, all that fun stuff. Jay Timber, Jay Timber Music. And we'll catch you on the next episode of Zero Dark Nerdy.
All right. Y'all take care.
Peace.
And anger management?
Fuck anger management.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.